Well, first off, thanks for having me. I appreciate it very much. Usually, I would be up here giving you my testimony, so bear with me. This would be the first time I actually kind of give a message, and let alone a three-part message, so just bear with me. But it's something that I will tell you I was personally convicted on as I began to write and I was asked to speak at Huddle a few months ago. And as I began to, thanks Tommy, as I began to write, some things happened here in our nation that as I continued to write, I was laid upon and just kept coming over my mind, love thy neighbor. So I'm like, there's a reason why for that, right? There's a reason why that just comes to my mind. The second greatest commandment, as Brad said earlier, that God gave us is, or Jesus gave us, is to love thy neighbors as thyself, right? So in prayer, I took it to God and ditched everything that I had and came up with this. So there's that. But before we get started, where are my hardcore, and I mean hardcore, like IU fans?
Woo! Right here up.
I mean, we're talking like from basketball to football. You guys are my hardcore IU fans, right? Where are my hardcore Purdue fans at?
Come on, baby.
Yeah. It doesn't matter because Notre Dame's better, so.
Hey, you didn't count them all.
There's a reason why. There's a reason why I said that, and we'll get into that. So what does it mean to love as Christ commanded? And let me just say, if I don't stick to this, we'll be here for the next 4 hours. So it is kind of written out, what I want to say, and I don't want to read it to you, but if I don't, like I said, I'll rabbit trail this thing to the ends of the earth. So we live in a world constantly pulling us apart. Divisions everywhere, in politics, in our faith, even in our own communities. Everyone has an opinion, and if you don't agree, you're often treated as the enemy. True. But Jesus gave us a command. Mark 12:31, love your neighbor as yourself. Now, we men like straight talk, right? No fluff, no filler. And Jesus didn't give us any wiggle room here. He didn't say, love your neighbor as long as he votes like you, or love your neighbor as long as he cheers for the same team, or only if he believes what you believe. He said, love them as yourself. So let's think about it. We naturally care for ourselves. We eat when we're hungry. We rest when we are tired. We protect what is ours. And Jesus says, give that same care and respect to others, even when we disagree. So let's look at Jesus himself. The disciples didn't always agree with each other. In Matthew 20, we see James and John, they wanted power. In Matthew 16, Peter argued with Jesus. And in John 20, Thomas doubted him. Yet he loved them through it all, through their failures, their disagreements, through their immaturity. So let's look at it in our world today. Recently, we've seen how divisive politics can be. Turn on the news, nothing but venom. Social